AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's son Hunter was found guilty of 3 felony gun counts today in Wilmington, Delaware.
No one in this country is above the law. Everyone must be accountable for their actions, even this defendant.
The jury agreed with prosecutors Hunter Biden lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Special counsel David Weiss says this case is not just about addiction.
A disease that haunts families across the United States, including Hunter Biden's family. This case was about the illegal choices defendant made while in the throes of addiction.
The AP Sagar Magani has reaction from Hunter Biden.
After the verdict, he hugged his lawyers, kissed his wife, and held hands with First Lady Jill Biden as they left the courthouse. In a written statement, Hunter Biden says he's disappointed but grateful for support from his family and friends. His lawyer says they will pursue all legal challenges available.
He faces up to 25 years in prison. President Biden has said he would accept the results of the verdict and would not seek to pardon his son. Hunter Biden faces a trial in September in California on charges of failing to pay more than $1 million in taxes. And congressional Republicans have signaled they will keep going after him in their stalled impeachment effort into the president. A source tells the AP Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is scheduled to testify before Congress July 12th, a day after former President Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money trial. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.N. Security Council's vote in favor of a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza has made it as clear as it possibly could be that the world supports the plan. He again called on Hamas to accept it and said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal. This is AP News. Volodymyr Zelensky is asking for more help for Ukraine from Europe.
Starting a week of intense diplomacy, the two will see Zelensky travel to the Group of Seven summit of Ukraine's leading Western allies in Italy and a global peace summit in Switzerland. Ukraine's leader renewed his calls for more help from allies at a Ukraine recovery conference in Berlin. Zelensky says, "We want to give diplomacy a chance, and we've gathered around 100 countries for this. Ukraine has never relied solely on the power of weapons." Zelensky added that there'll be leaders from all parts of the world at the peace summit. He hopes it'll be the first step toward the full restoration of security and the movement towards true peace. I'm Charles Villavesma.
The lead singer of the Four Tops, Alexander Morris, is suing a Detroit-area hospital for restraining him and ordering a psychological exam after refusing to believe he was part of the Motown group. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.